must have slumped over on the park bench when she fell asleep. Yeah. And that's definitely hard plastic pressed against her cheek. I hope we didn't bruise ourselves. That would be a terrible way to start all of this. I think I'm in the right spot in here. I just need to figure out how to move. Let's see. Nope, that's the arms. Don't want to stop that. Those are our lungs. What about this? Oh, definitely don't need to do that. Let's see. These are the fingers. These are the toes. Meet somewhere in the middle. And... there we go. Torso and upper legs. Now we're sitting up correctly. Head's still slumped over, though. All I can see is ourself. I may be new to being a human woman, but in my uninformed opinion, I'd say that we look pretty good. Good job, human. Let's figure out how to move that pesky neck. There we are. Sitting up with our head high at last. We are really making good progress. I'll just, just cross our legs. Prop our head up on our arm for now, just until I can get more acquainted with the nervous system, the muscle control. What's that feeling? It's like cold in our spine. Heart rate is rising too. Is that? Oh, we're panicking. Oh, you must be awake in here. Sorry. Don't panic. Crap. Here, which of these stupid hormones balances that out? There we go. Yeah. I'll get that flowing so that you can relax. That's it. Shh. It's okay, human. It's okay. I've got you. Here, I'll stroke her head. That's it. Just relax, okay? Explain what's happening, but I need you to calm down, okay? It doesn't help either of us for you to be pumping adrenaline all over the place. Okay. Do you remember about... what's a good measure of time for you? Oh, got it. 2 hours ago, when something wet fell in your ear while you were sitting on this bench? That... was me. I'm sort of a... the only word I'm coming up with from your mind is parasite, but that seems to have a lot of negative connotations attached to it. I'm like a fellow traveler, I guess. A separate consciousness. I sort of hop in and take the wheel for a bit, if that makes sense. I'm not here to hurt you, and I won't be here forever. I mean, hell, I probably won't even be here very long. I didn't, like, choose you or anything like that. I don't even actually have any say in the process. I was basically unconscious until I woke up in your cute little noggin. We only gain consciousness and a sense of self once we find a host, and then we're basically just like a mirror of our host. Like if I'd fallen into, what's that creature you're thinking of right now? A dog. A dog. If I'd fallen into a dog, I'd be about as smart as that dog. I don't have any, like, ulterior motive that I can think of. I just have to live in here with you for however long this lasts. Then I progress to my next stage of maturation. I think after this, you, like, spit me out, and I basically become like a caterpillar. Or at least something very close to it. It's all very weird. Huh? Oh, my name is... Well, it's your name. Sorry, I'm not trying to be obtuse. I just don't have any frame of reference for that question. I'm you for as long as I'm here. I don't think we really have names or even like a self-conception that would allow for them. It would be like if I asked you what brand you are. Like, you know what I mean by brand, and you see how it relates to other objects, but you have no idea how that could possibly apply to you, you know? Like, it just doesn't fit. My voice? What do you mean, my voice? I'm thinking in your voice. I guess you just never heard it before, because you're usually the one doing all the thinking. It's like when you hear a recording of yourself for the first time, and that sort of thing. Though I don't think this really counts as a voice, per se. We're just communicating really complex, abstract concepts back and forth between what are essentially two parts of your own brain at this point. I guess you're just conceptualizing it as dialogue. Ow. Is this what a headache is? This really hurts. Oh, look, it's our first headache together. I think I've gotten a good grasp on how to move your body in the time that we've been sitting here, so let me try something, just to see if I can get all the muscles, you know, moving together correctly. Ah, see, motor control is a go. We should be able to stand up now. Oh, wow, this is so exciting. I'm taking my first steps as a human. Oh, this is so fun. Huh? Oh, yeah, that's kind of the thing. While I'm in here, you don't have any control. Like, at all. Sorry. Again, I can't really help it, but don't worry, I can access your memories and your thoughts, remember? So, like, no one will notice that you're not in the driver's seat. I'll just live your life for you for a while. Actually, looking through your recent memories, this might be really good for you. Well, it just seems like lately you've been really stressed and busy, you know? Is that accurate? You seem like a woman with a lot on her plate, you know? Exactly. See, this is actually the perfect opportunity for you to take a load off and get some rest. I can handle all the thinking and working, and meanwhile, I can put on some headphones and you can catch up on TV or music or whatever. It's perfect. Oh, I'm so excited to be you. Oh, I haven't tried talking yet. Let me try to say something with our mouth. Okay. Hello. Huh? Oh, no, that's not what you sound like. That's just me thinking the words while I say them. I think humans tend to tune out their own voice when they say things. So I guess when we speak, you'll just be hearing me in here. I guess that's sort of weird. But it's fine. I promise that everyone else will still hear your voice. Don't worry. Here, I'll prove it. Where's your phone? Ah, there it is. Okay. Now I'll just open up the voice recorder app and... This is me speaking in my normal voice. There. Now I'll play it back for you. See? Same old voice. It's perfect, right? Now, before I hitched a ride and cost you two precious hours of daylight to a rather uncomfy nap, sorry, you were about to start walking home, correct? Good, perfect. Let's go ahead and get home. I'll give you something to listen to or watch while I get to work on some of that stuff you've been putting off for so long. Come on, human, let's go get to work. Home sweet home. Hey, dude, I'm home. Hi. Yeah. No. I'm fine. It's fine. I just I'll just go to my room. How about that? I mean, is that okay? Yeah. Sorry. I must just be feeling weird or something. I'll just go. Oh my God, was that our roommate? You gotta warn a girl first. Jeez, I mean, I knew you had a crush on him from your memories, but I didn't expect that. Huh? Oh yeah, of course I knew. We share memories, remember? You had the hots for him ever since you moved in. Remember that time you came home and he was fixing the pipe under the kitchen sink without a shirt? Yeah, you remember. Oh, good memory. Very good memory. Huh? I mean, yeah, of course I like him. We both do. My only concept of human attractiveness comes from you, remember? And you think he's the hottest thing this side of the sun. I love his hair. His gorgeous brown eyes. He's got that nice tan and that build. Sorry. I need to focus. Okay. We need to get stuff done. That was the deal we made. I get work done for you. You get to relax and not panic that your body's being puppeted around by a weird alien. Yeah. Let's get to it. Is this your homework? Great. I'll get started. You know, I'm only really using one of our hands to do homework. If you'd like, I could use the other to help you, relax. Whoa, not like that. Shh, stop thinking about that. Stop it. Okay. Whew. I meant I could, like, scratch your head or rub your ears or something to help you fall asleep while I work. Not, not that. Maybe another time for that other thing. Anyway, sounds good, right? Perfect. Here you go. Feels weird when it's your own hand, but you can't, like, control it, right? It really is like a different person. Just patting your head. You just try to empty your part of our brain while mine does all the thinking, okay? We'll be finished with this in no time. Good night.